The artist Rebecca Reeves has a new exhibition of her work in the Image Shop, 140 Northampton Street, in the Eastonian, downtown Easton. The Collector, the Protector, the Keeper, on view now. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. Rebecca Reeves received her MFA from the Art Institute of Chicago, her BFA from the Tyler School of Art with a focus on fiber works. She also studied at the Glasgow School of Art. She's exhibited at Pentimento, Philadelphia, Soft Machine Gallery in Allentown, the Arts Council of Princeton, Rockford University Arts Center, and the Ukrainian Institute of Modern Art. Reeves' system of living becomes the foundation for her work. Her observations fuel the need to clean and organize in order to gain control over her environment. In her current body of work, Reeves considers herself the collector, protector, the keeper of numerous family heirlooms. Similar to the meticulously detailed Victorian human hair wreaths, which represented the family tree, Reeves uses miniature furniture pieces as representations for the objects in her home, her family tree. She obsessively cocoons the miniatures in thread in order to contain and preserve. Rebecca Reeves.
I think all my work has similarities. Each body of work tends to feed off one another, and sometimes I even go back to a previous body of work, but I always seem to work in the miniature. I think with those last pieces working in 2D, I was trying to think of something to do with human hair because of my interest with Victorian mourning jewelry, and that's probably the stepping stone into these pieces where I use thread to represent hair. Each body of work feeds off of one another, but it's always about cleanliness or controlling or protecting.
So you could definitely see the line where it was drawing you into this study, this pursuit, this thing. You'd said something, there'd been an incident, there'd been something where you decided, it's time to do this, I need to take care of these, and that kind of, I guess, led to the first two horseshoe pieces.
We recently, my husband and I, designed our home, and all my collections are mostly my family heirlooms. To know about my work, it's always good to know who I am, where I've come from, and I always say that I know I was an only child, and I'm the oldest grandchild on the one side, and on the other side of my family, I am the chosen one to be the keeper of the family heirlooms and the family memories. Kind of a blessing and also a burden at the same time, that you're the one that has to keep everything and think about, well, who's going to be the next generation to keep the memories going and to keep those that have passed alive and to keep their light bright. So I think that's when I really started collecting objects from my grandparents and from my parents and starting bringing them into my own home and arranging them and having the chance to touch something that my ancestors had once loved, I think is a really interesting and an unusual moment in time that you can have. And I'm very lucky to have so many objects from my family's past that I started thinking that I was that collector and I am the protector and the keeper, and how do I keep these things perfect? A lot of people say my house is basically one of my pieces, that I'm living within one of my miniatures, which is kind of funny because I never thought of that until somebody brought that up. So I really started thinking about the protecting of it. So I started cocooning the different miniature objects that represent larger objects in my home. So you might see a green tall boy dresser in one of my miniatures, and I actually have that piece in my home. So I go to different miniature stores, different dollhouse stores, flea markets, antiques, friends, family, I ask if they have anything that they want to pass on, and I try to match it up with the objects in my home, or I alter them a little bit, or sometimes I do have to create them.
So in addition to being the repository or the keeper of heirlooms, now you're going out and looking for miniature representations of these heirlooms, and you're creating a collection of them as well?
That's true, yeah. So it's kind of funny, I didn't think of that. Yeah, I'm trying to create my world in a miniature world as well, and keeping both of those worlds alive.
The pieces then did begin with these two horseshoe pieces?
Yes, yeah, so I started with the horseshoe pieces. It's industrial felt, and then I have the miniature pieces of furniture, the objects that represent actual pieces of furniture or objects in the actual room. So one is titled dining room and the other is living room. I put them in the shape of a horseshoe. It mimics the Victorian hair wreaths. They used to collect the hair of the living and the dead, and they essentially would make them into flowers, like a floral arrangement, and they would put it in a horseshoe shape, and it would be the symbol of good luck. And they would, you know, hang it in their home, and it was the DNA of their family or their family portrait. And those objects are the DNA of my family. So putting them in that same kind of composition of the Victorian hair wreaths, I'm creating my family portrait.
The artist Rebecca Reeves, her exhibition, The Collector, The Protector, The Keeper, is on view in the Image Shop, 140 Northampton Street in the Grand Estonian, downtown Easton. For more information, www.imageshop.com. That's imijshop.com. Musings is supported by the Dorothy and Dexter Baker Foundation. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.